Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up?
It is so good to be back with you. We have so many juicy celebrity stories, entertainment stories, and we got a ton to get to. But first, before we get started, I want to check in with our A-team there on the East Coast. What's up, everybody? How's
what's
everybody feeling?
Hey, what's great. Up? Heidi, what's up, Frank?
Still quarantined.
We're good.
I know. Well, as you can see, Frank and I here in L.A. are social distancing. Chewy and Brad are still laying low, so that's good. I hope you are, too. But before we move on and do any more of the show, we got to say a happy belated birthday to our girl, Brad. Happy birthday, Brad. We love you. We miss you. And, all right, exes Bruce Willis and Demi Moore are quarantining and chilling. We're going to tell you all about that. And Andy Cohen, Portia, reveals which housewife star he misses the most. Mm-hmm. Think about that. And everyone's coming for Billie Eilish. We're going to tell you all about that, too. It's a really good story. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
All right, everybody. So Diddy, a.k.a. Brother Love, had a digital dance-a-thon to raise money for, like, the healthcare workers who are on the front lines dealing with this whole COVID-19 pandemic. And listen, it was a litty situation. People like LeBron James pulled up, Naomi Campbell, Drake, mm-hmm. Cardi B, and a whole bunch of other people came through for the cause. But you'll never guess who showed up to the party. Yo, none other than Jennifer Lopez and her fiancé, A-Rod. They pulled up on a party, and it definitely took it to another level. Check it out.
This guy right here is your biggest fan from the Bad Boy era. You and Mace, like, are his heroes, okay? It's like okay. Every party we do, anything we
let's
do, is like, put on Puffy and Mace.
You like the beard? You like...
You know... I
can't even imagine dating somebody whose ex is Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
I just can't even, I can't imagine that. But do you think that A-Rod showed up to let Diddy know, like, hey, Frank, hey.
Absolutely, she showed up to say.
Any of us would do the same. Like, she's with me now.
When your ex calls you up and says, hey, can you dance for me at my dance party to help raise money? It's like, he's asking to see you dance again, and it seems a little personal.
Let me tell you something. Diddy will be in love with J-Lo to the day he leaves this earth, okay? Like, when he asked her, do you like my beard or whatever? Like, he was living for it. And then she gonna say, yeah, you know I like that. What? What? Where
that
is,
switch up
where
was real, though.
A-Rod?
Like when A-Rod like popped in, when he asked her that, like, yo, the switch up was real.
He was like, let me get up a salsa.
All right, well, speaking of friendly exes, Bruce Willis is self-isolating with his ex-wife, Demi Moore, and their three daughters, Rumor, Tallulah, and Scout. So this is a bit strange because Bruce Willis is remarried to Emma Heming Willis, and they have two young daughters. They have two young daughters together. But she isn't with him. Bruce Willis is with Demi, and Emma doesn't seem to mind the arrangement because Demi posted a photo of her, Bruce, and the girls and their daughter's boyfriends with the caption, family bonding, and Emma commented, love and miss you guys.
How do you get trapped with your ex and your kids?
I don't understand. This seems like a kickoff for a new show called Dad Swap.
Right. Now, Portia, do you think this is taking blended family too far, or do you think this is... A good thing to do because they have kids together.
I mean, first of all, they do have kids together, but they ain't no little kids. His little kids are at home with the wife, his current wife, okay? But this ain't nothing but a situation of Emma's like, I'm tired of your ass, Bruce. You've been getting on my nerves. Why don't you go to your other family? Why don't you go watch your grown kids and their grown ass boyfriends? Because I'm sick of you. And so she's happy with it. Mm-hmm. That's what that means. She's tired of Bruce right now. She's like, go ahead, go wherever.
And she just said, continue sending that damn child support check.
check in.
If you had $100, would you bet that Demi and Bruce Willis sleep together?
Oh, yes. No.
All right.
I would bet that. I got my money on it. I got my money on it.
Me too.
It's familiar territory.
Well, see, that's what Frank thinks. Frank thinks that if he's ever had sex with you or he was married to you, he can always circle back. That it's.
I would think the same way.
I think that same thing, especially during a pandemic. I mean, we're locked down. Okay. We don't know if we're going to make it out of the house again. We may not be outside again.
It's like the movie Armageddon. Like, something's about to happen. Chance to get it
laid.
In.
Okay, now, Portia needs, honey, let me tell you something, girl. I've been feeling some type of way, honey. Now, everybody was calling me last night, honey, talking about you on the season 4 premiere, honey, of Miss Issa Rae's HBO series Insecure. And I had no idea, honey, that you was too famous, baby, to even tell your uncle the good news, niece. What's the deal?
I didn't know which episode I was going to be honest, honey. If I would have known, you know I would have blasted it out. That is my favorite show. Love Issa Rae. Love the opportunity to be on that show. I was just, when I got the call, I was like, they got me, they got me.
And then, Portia, I know it's a show within a show, right? But I truly want to know, is she missing or murdered?
Okay, so she is missing, and you're going to find out if she's murdered. I play Tasha. I'm the best friend of LaToya, the girl who is missing, who could be murdered. And so what Insecure is going to do is they're going to play this series, this fake series, throughout the whole season of Insecure. So you're going to see me pop up.
Oh, so you'll be back on.
I'll be back. Yes, I'll be back. I don't know in which capacity. I don't know if you're going to not be able to blink and miss me or what, but I will be on a couple more times. There's some other people who are on there, too, that you're going to recognize.
So, Portia, what's the next move for you? We're looking for an Oscar. We're looking for an Emmy, maybe even a Tony.
Yeah, I'm going to grab me a Tony. I'm going to snatch an Oscar and then run over there and see what Emmy's awesome. Talking about. You know
what I'm saying?
Congratulations,
Portia.
Hey, thank you.
Well, all right, guys. Netflix has a new competition reality show coming up, and it's called Too Hot to Handle.
Oh.
And it's about a group of 10 young singles from around the globe who come together in a tropical paradise. Haven't heard this setup before.
Mm-hmm.
For what they think will be an erotic experience to remember for a chance to win $100,000. But there's a twist. Take a look.
This retreat is full of the sexiest people in the world.
This is literally heaven on earth.
There are conditions to your stay here.
Bloody hell.
No kissing or sex of any kind.
Can you just walk away that day and go, I'm out?
I got just watching the clip.
I know.
So head crack for $100,000. Could you say no to hooking up with those ladies? There's some fine women on that show.
Frank, listen, I've been turned down by hotter females for free. I told you I think I could survive on that show and walk away with $100,000.
He's going for the money. Would you risk it all, Portia, or you taking the money?
I would definitely not. I'd get the money. I get the money. I mean, it's easy for a woman to say no, I think. I think it's harder for the man. But what I want to know is Gary. Now,
it sure looked that way.
Now, me, it would be kind of hard. Now, Gary, you have been, you know, single, you know, looking for love for a minute. If you was on this island and you met your dream man, right, and he's wanting you, it's time, would you risk it all for the $100,000 or would you go ahead and get with your dream man?
Hell no, honey. I would take the money. I wouldn't risk it. I would risk it. No.
I can't believe you said no.
So that's a big no for you,
Gary. You would pay $100,000 to get it now.
I wish the hell I would. You don't pay for nothing, bitch. That's gonna get up and walk away, baby. You don't pay for honey. No, ma'am.
All right, y'all. Coming up, Andy Cohen is dishing out the tea once again. He's gonna let us know which of the Real Housewives he misses. Stay tuned.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Woo, woo, woo. Well, we all know that the Real Housewives shows have been on Bravo for a very long time. And so that means there are some housewives who've come and gone. Well, Andy Cohen was on his show, Watch What Happens Live, and they asked him a very important question. They asked him, who does he miss the most who used to be a Real Housewife? Now, we all know I'm his current favorite. But he did dish on which Real Housewives he missed. Check it out.
You know, I'm a very nostalgic guy, so I go way back to the beginning to some Lori Peterson. I always miss Sheree. I love Sheree so much. She always makes me very happy. And Caroline Manzo. I just, you know, I always go back to the originals.
Oh, Gary. So wait a minute. This could create Baby. Something. Do you think he should have said out loud who he actually misses by name?
Yeah, I thought it was good, Portia, because especially for Sheree, because at least it lets Sheree know, honey, that she may get her job back. So girl, call Andy, Sheree, get your job back. Since your mama came back home.
Right.
You ain't never lied.
But if he missed him so damn much, why he put off the show? That he was the one who put Sheree off. She was on twice.
I know.
So how he missing her?
I guess it's like when you have an ex, right? You may, a lot of people at home quarantine, they probably miss their ex, but they know they don't want their ex back. But they miss something about them, but they don't want them back. Because as soon as you get them back, you be like, damn, why I get back with you?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Portia, honey, speaking of housewives, honey, now, I know y'all had to postpone the Atlanta reunion because, you know, of the Rona. And the fans were just worried, honey, that it wasn't going to happen. But Andy Cohen stopped the rumors, Portia.
Yes, he did.
Yes, baby. He said, quote, we're going to be shooting the housewives of Atlanta reunion virtually, honey. This is obviously that, honey, not how we prefer to do it, but life is not how we prefer it right now.
Yes, child. The reunion will look something like this, okay?
Okay, like the Brady Bunch.
Portia, now, like the magic of the Housewives reunion shows is also the reads. We live for these. Now, being that the fact that everybody's going to be miles away from each other, virtually doing these reads, do you think they'll still be as venomous as they have been, like, in previous reunion shows?
I feel like some people's reads may not land like they want them to because it's kind of virtual and they're used to, like, bullying you in person. You know how you have Instagram thugs and people behind the keyboard? Mm-hmm. One of them probably gonna come extra hard just because we are through the camera, okay?
But you know what would really be cute if this was set up like Hollywood Squares, baby, and one of the girls just come down the stairs, bitch, and pop the next girl that get on her nerves, honey. That would be really cute, honey.
Would you ever revisit an old look from previous reunion shows?
It's so funny you said that too, because so I was just on Watch What Happens Live and I showed, he said bring something from the past, so I brought the dress that I drug Kenya in, the dress that had like the sparkle all over it, and I was like, I should rewear this damn dress, so if I could fit it, I might wear that dress.
They need to put that dress in a war museum. It's like a historical, like, you know, article right now.
You know, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I love everybody.
Hey, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Listen, do you want to enhance your look? Well, look no further. I've got just the thing you need. It's the Pro Noir Eyelash and Brow Growth Serum 2-Pack. Now, this lash and brow growth serum will grow longer and thicker eyelashes in just 2 months.
Now, this sounds fabulous, honey. Tell me more.
Well, Gary, the Pro Noir Serum has natural ingredients that will nourish and soften eyelashes and brows while adding volume. Your brows and lashes are going to look well-defined and beautiful, giving you a dramatic look that everyone will notice. And it's not tested on animals, so it's cruelty-free.
Oh, Headcrack, how much is it?
I'm glad you guys are sitting down because you're not going to believe this deal. Now, the Pro Noir Growth Serum 2-Pack has been seen as high as $100, but for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, 19?
Just go to MortaSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. Up next, the normally covered Billie Eilish just switched up her style, and the fans are not feeling it. We'll show you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hello.
Yes. Well, it seems like Billie Eilish is under fire again. She shared on her Instagram a bunch of photos and videos of a trip that she took earlier this year, and fans were not too happy with her because she was showing some skin.
Mm-hmm.
She was on vacation. Now, if you don't know Billie Eilish, she's sort of tomboyish. She dresses, you know, just kind of downplays her looks because she wants
a lot of layers, like a lot of layers,
kind of baggy big stuff. Baggy, boxy clothes, and she does that because she wants people to focus on her music. It's not about her looks, it's about her music. And apparently there is one clip of her showering outdoors where she's in a one-piece bathing suit and it got people all riled up. Now, here's what she told reporters. She said, quote, I saw comments like, how dare she talk about not wanting to be sexualized and wear this? It was trending. There were comments like, I don't like her anymore because as soon as she turns 18, she's a whore. Like, dude, I can't win.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at what everybody's talking about.
I mean, it's not like she's wearing a bikini at the bank.
Right.
I mean, then you're a whore.
And what is she supposed to swim in?
Right.
It's nothing wrong with this. And guess what? She wants to wear clothes so you can pay attention to her music. She's on vacation. She's not working. This has nothing to do with her professional career right now. Like, what the hell?
Gary, do your fans criticize you when you show a little more skin online?
Yeah, well, you know what? Because, like, right now, since we're quarantined, I broadcast in the morning in my robe. And you'll see a little bit of my cleavage. And they be like, cover up. I'm like, well, hell, you ain't seen that, but cleavage. My God.
Your nudity is offensive. No, it is always in our face.
All right, y'all. Speaking of being criticized, it looks like my man Boris Kodjo may want to step it up a little bit with his wife, Nicole Ari Parker. Now, during a live IG session with Chris Spence and his wife, Vanessa, Nicole admitted to missing the single life and how Boris used to show her more love when he was her boyfriend. Check it out.
I wish that he was my boyfriend again. I miss the text messages for no reason. I miss the coming up from behind me when I'm scrambling eggs and just kissing me on the back of the neck. Like,
I still do that, Boris. I still do that.
Okay.
I know we talk about, like, kissing and texting for no reason, but the last time you text me was over, like, you know, the cabinet guy.
Oh, man.
My man looks so disinterested.
Yeah.
Frank, do you think she should have said this publicly?
Well, I don't think he had any idea that that's what's was going to happen.
A therapy session?
Believe me, I've gone to therapy before with my wife, and I thought, that it was just going to be, not so detailed.
Yeah, about maybe one thing.
But yeah, it was definitely about Boris, and everybody in the room knew it was about Boris. Even the other couple was like, oh my God. The awkward couple going, let's get out of this online part.
The only reason she was that truthful is because they're quarantined together. They have nobody else to talk to. So for a quick minute there, Nicole thought she was real at a damn double date. She forgot they were on live, and they were amazing people
watching. The whole world's watching.
She just had to talk to another adult.
Kodjo looked like he's ready to leave the house with no gloves, no mask, and get coughed on.
Somebody cough in my face.
All right, y'all, find out which two celebs are turning quarantine life into a fortune. Stay tuned.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. We're all of us are cooped up in the house. Look at you guys, all cooped up in the house here because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
But imagine being able to chat with one of your favorite celebrities via social media.
Would love it.
And then maybe have them possibly follow you back on your social
Fantastic.
Media.
Sounds like a dream come true.
Blac Chyna and Tori Spelling are giving their fans that opportunity, but with a hefty price tag. Here's the thing. Blac Chyna added two services to her website. You can FaceTime with her for $950.
What?
And for $250, Heidi, she'll follow you on your social media.
No, get out of
here. Now, Tori's price tag was not that expensive. Tori did a virtual meet and greet last week for $95.
Here's why I will say this. I don't mind that if all the proceeds go to a charity. In this time of the pandemic, there's bartender funds, wait staff funds. I mean, there are a lot of people who are out of work. So I think if you're doing it raise money for something.
Feed my family fund.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And I think Tori Spelling, she's trying to support her family for, $95 for the Tori Spelling fans and 90210 fans back in the day. She's like, okay, we'll get together and just trying to support her family. Now, Blac Chyna charging $950.
That's crazy.
I heard this whole thing started in Blac Chyna.
Stay away from Blac Chyna.
Seriously, I think for $950, I want a virtual lap dance. If she was a former stripper, I'm getting
the
full cam girl experience.
Baby, y'all better, honey, peruse social media. You might see me on there doing some things, honey. So, hey.
Doing something strange for a piece of change, huh, Gary?
Strange for a piece of
change. What's your price range going to be? How much you charging people?
I'm going to charge $100, girl. I'm going to start off low and go high. It depends on what you want.
Way lower than $100, Gary.
Depends on what they want.
Gary's angle, it ain't going to be nothing but his chin anyway. So,
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.